As I've traveled the state, what I've seen is just an immense amount of opportunity in rural Florida.
Since 1989, there are 90 known exonerations in Florida, yet only 5 exonerees have received compensation since Florida's compensation law took effect.
And I have seen what happens when we wait too long, when inaction leads a child down a path that could have been avoided with the right support.
From the fourth floor of the Capitol Rotunda, you're listening to WFSU Public Media's Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan. Among tonight's Capitol action, a bill to support rural communities through economic development has approval from the full Senate. Adrian Andrews reports the measure, a priority of Senate President Ben Albritton, is on its way to the House.
Senate President Ben Albritton says the measure will bring what he calls a rural renaissance to Florida.
As I've traveled the state, what I've seen is just an immense amount of opportunity in rural Florida.
Senators passed the measure unanimously. The bill would mandate new state funding for rural communities. Some examples include establishing programs for educational and health care support within communities, fixing roads used for transporting farm goods, and adding a recruitment program that offers different initiatives to recruit doctors and educators to rural counties. The bill sponsor, Tallahassee Republican Senator Corey Simon, spoke about the measure after the Senate session.
The impact that this will have is far-reaching, from everything from health care to education to transportation, and all of them, especially dealing with, in this part of the state, what we dealt with over the last year and a half, with the number of storms that have come through and really decimated these communities.
Simon says some rural communities have fallen behind in recent years, specifically in economic and population growth. The lawmaker believes the bill addresses that by creating the Office of Rural Prosperity at the State Department of Commerce. This will ensure small county outreach. The measure also increases grant funding by $50 million for fiscally constrained counties and provides $1 million block grants to counties with declining populations.
I think that there are things that we need in these communities to be successful going forward. And I was always taught that if you're not growing, you're dying.
The Republican lawmaker estimates his plan will cost about $200 million. I'm Adrian Andrews.
Florida has a program to pay people who were wrongfully imprisoned for crimes they did not commit, but it's hardly been used since it was created in 2009. Tristan Wood reports a bill this legislative session could change that.
Fleming Island Republican Senator Jennifer Bradley believes the 2009 law hasn't been effective at bringing justice to those wrongfully imprisoned.
When the bill first passed, exonerees were hopeful. But outdated restrictions in the law have resulted in innocent Floridians being denied compensation. Since 1989, there are 90 known exonerations in Florida, yet only 5 exonerees have received compensation since Florida's compensation law took effect.
Current restrictions include a clean hands provision. That means to be eligible for compensation, a person cannot have a previous conviction for a separate crime. Current law also requires someone wrongfully convicted to request money within 90 days of their release. Bradley's bill removes the clean hands provision and extends the window to file for compensation to 2 years.
It's time to update this law and provide a program that's fair and equitable.
The bill has received bipartisan support at its 3 Senate committee stops. I'm Tristan Wood.
A controversial proposal to repeal a law preventing people under the age of 21 from buying rifles and shotguns in Florida is positioned to go to the full House. The Republican-controlled House Judiciary Committee today voted to approve the bill, which would lower the minimum age to purchase rifles and other long guns from 21 to 18. The legislature and then-Governor Rick Scott increased the minimum age after the 2018 mass shooting at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School that killed 17 people. In supporting the bill, State Representative Tyler Seroy pointed to people who are under the age of 21 who want to have guns for safety.
We're correcting an inequity with this legislation. Why is it that you can give a long gun as a gift, but the single mom that lives in the rough part of town can't go buy one to protect herself and her family? That's a public policy question that we're putting to you today.
Broward County School Board Chairwoman Debbie Hickson, whose husband Chris Hickson was killed in Parkland, says a repeal of the law would indicate lawmakers have forgotten about the victims.
People that are aged 18 to 20 are three times more likely to commit gun homicides than those 21 years and older. This bill will not make our communities any safer.
The House approved repeal bills in 2023 and 2024, but the measures did not get through the Senate. A Senate bill that would roll back the age limit has not been heard in committee so far this year. Finally tonight, a bipartisan bill that puts more emphasis on parent engagement and school prevention in fixing statewide truancy has passed its first committee in the Florida House. As Central Florida Public Media's education reporter Danielle Pryor explains, truancy is when a child is chronically absent without the permission of a parent or the school.
Parents would now be encouraged to attend truancy meetings, even if it's over the phone or virtually under the bill. And if they can't make it, the school has to send notes. Schools would also be required to have truancy prevention programs in place. Occoee Democratic State House Representative LaVon Bracey Davis co-sponsored the bill.
I have seen parents struggling, desperate to find help, but trapped in a bureaucratic tape. And I have seen what happens when we wait too long, when inaction leads a child down a path that could have been avoided with the right support.
The bill would also require schools to send an update to the state on the number of students at risk of truancy, confirming each student has a remediation plan. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor.
Our regular Capitol Report correspondents are Adrian Andrews, Gina Jordan, Regan McCarthy, Margie Menzel, and Tristan Wood. Thanks also to Danielle Pryor. Shows are available Monday through Thursday by 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you get your podcasts, on many of these Florida public radio stations. You can tune in each Friday to catch the latest on all things happening at the Capitol. That show's also available in podcast form. Technical assistance comes from Taylor Cox, and I'm Tom Flanagan. This is Capitol Report, the podcast from WFSU Public Media.
Capitol Report is a production of WFSU Public Media in Tallahassee.